First, though, time for a bit of kitchen science, as we do every week. And Ben and Dave are at Stewards School, which is in Harlow, with this week's experiment, which is all about the chemistry of candles and the physics of flames.
Hello and welcome to this week's Kitchen Science. We are at Stewards Science Specialist School in Harlow, and I've got Dave Ansell with me. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Ben.
I've also got Jamie and Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hello, Jamie.
Hi.
So, what year are you in?
I'm in year eight.
I'm in year eight as well.
What do you like about doing science at school?
I mainly like doing the experiments, but I don't mind doing writing either.
I like the experiments. They're fun and it's better than writing.
Okay, well, as you probably know at home, Dave and I are very keen on science experiments, and of course we brought one with us today. And Dave, I can see that you've brought a candle with you today, so is this another one of those burning things experiments that you enjoy so much?
I do like burning things. It's exciting and generally very interesting. Burning's a very interesting process.
It is a fantastic bit of chemistry and physics going on. So what are we doing today?
We're actually going to be looking at how burning works using a candle and a cold glass.
So we have a pint glass, I can see, and we have a candle that you've put in a bowl, for safety reasons. So is this something safe for people to do at home, or is this probably one they best avoid?
You could do this at home. Obviously, using a candle, things might get a bit hot, so be careful you don't burn yourself.
So bearing that in mind, what are we doing?
Okay, first of all, we want to light a candle.
We've got a candle lit, and what's next?
You want to get a large jar, or possibly a pint glass, turn it upside down over the candle, and wait for a bit. Look very carefully at the jar and see what happens.
Okay, then, Jamie, do you want to take our glass and turn it upside down, put it over the candle? So, Jamie, what do you expect you'll see?
The candle will probably go out.
Yeah, Richard, do you think there'll be anything else happening?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, if you want to try this out at home, just get a normal candle, put it in a bowl or something for safety, and then put something like a pint glass or a large jar on top of it. And bear in mind that it could get hot, but have a look, see what happens, and then let us know. We'll come back to you later on in the show.
So if you want to have a go, just place a pint glass over a lit candle, watch what happens. Do tell us. If you want to get in touch with any ideas about that or with any questions or comments, and today we're looking at the body clock, do get in touch with us. Our email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
So if you want to get a shout out, if you want us to say hello to you, then do drop us an email, chris@nakedscientist.com. And if you make it funny, we'll almost certainly read it out, because Kat loves things that titillate her.
Titillation, yeah.